Hello children, how are you all? Today I am going to read two stories. So it's time for two in one. So first story is about a monk. There was a kind-hearted monk. He was very pious and God-fearing. He had many disciples who were always willing to follow his preaching. Once a youngster with neat clothes came to him with a nice present and said, "O wise monk, my name is Manjesh. I have a desire in my heart to be your disciple. I shall be your ardent follower and faithful servant. Kindly take me to be one of your disciples." Monk was pleased by his words and replied, "Thank you, young man. I am indeed pleased by your dedication. You shall stay with me from now on." Manjesh stayed with the monk. He took good care of the monk's needs. He washed monk's clothes, cooked for him, and made his bed. He even fanned for the monk to have nice sleep. The monk was very happy with Manjesh. Days passed by. Monk was becoming richer due to his popularity. He started to believe that all good time was because of the true disciple Manjesh. The monk started to rest undue confidence and trust with Manjesh. One day, the monk was invited by a nearby village head to go to their village and render a preaching ceremony. The monk took Manjesh along and started his journey to the village. On the way, he wanted to refresh himself by taking bath in the river. He took off his clothes. Along with that, he also took the bundle of wealth he had stored and gave it in the custody of Manjesh, saying, "Take care of my clothing and wealth while I take a bath." When monk returned from the river, he was shocked to see Manjesh running away in the distance with all his wealth. Only then did it strike that Manjesh was waiting for this chance all along. So children, what is the moral of this story? Appearances are deceptive. So don't go by the appearance. Do not trust anybody just by seeing their appearance. You may be deceived. So now the second story. It is about a jackal and a sannyasi. It was a calm village. The people in the village were all dependent on the rich agricultural fields. Daily they used to cook very early and leave for their agricultural works and return home in the evening. To their surprise, at least one family found their vessels empty. They could not trace the culprit. A wicked jackal was in the habit of stealing food and other eatables from the villagers. The villagers somehow sensed that it was a jungle animal that came stealthily to their homes and ate their food. So they set some traps around the village and waited patiently. The next day, the jackal came to the village as usual. He fell into a trap. He tried with all his strength but could not escape. A sannyasi happened to come that way. The cunning jackal pleaded, "Respected sannyasi, you are such a good and pious person. Can you kindly set me free?" The sannyasi took effort to free the jackal. Once free, the jackal started shouting, "Here is the thief who stole all your food. Come and catch him." The villagers rushed to the spot and found the sannyasi holding the jackal. They at once knew who the real thief was. All of them gave a nice beat to the jackal. From then onwards, the jackal was not to be seen. So, the moral of the story is, evil can never win. Children, you listened to both the stories, right? So, how did you like them? Okay? So, please share how you felt in my Facebook page, Storytime with Nalini, if possible. Okay? So I will see you all next in the next episode. Till that time, please take good care of yourself and be happy and be playful. So see you next in the next episode. Tata, bye bye.